Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of OJ Simpson Trend, Not Alive.
Whoops.
That's, he's not alive anymore.
Or AKA Cancer, If I Did It.
Yeah, Cancer, If I Did It. Another good one. Good one. My name is Jack, and that over there is Brian, the editor!
Hi, everybody. It's me. I'm back.
If you noticed like a little shift, a little energetic difference in the show, Brian has been moving. He is back. It's wonderful to have you back. How are you doing?
Great. It's
moving
great to be back.
Fun, right?
Moving is, fun is and a invigorating. Fucking nightmare.
What?
It could be worse, but yeah, I'm in a new city and I'm very much enjoying being back in a city because I was living rurally and it got real boring. So
you're living in one of those spider holes that they like the one they dug Saddam out of.
Was living in Saddam's spider hole actually.
that you know, you get what you paid for there. Obviously, you know, the name recognition does help. But no, speaking of dearly departed 90s icons, mm-hmm. we got Saddam, we got OJ. Yes. Now has fled this mortal coil. You don't flee it. You shrug it off, slough it off. Slough off this mortal coil. OJ Simpson died on Wednesday, and we just found out today, this morning. And almost immediately, Norm Macdonald went viral. Just an 11-minute compilation of old Weekend Update jokes that really took me back to a time when it was like brave to be like, "This guy fucking murdered some people, right?"
And it's always brave to taunt a murderer. Yes.
And the audience was like, "Hey, ooh!" Like people just didn't really know how to deal with that. What were the people, what were the holdout? Like, I guess I don't remember that time that well. What were the people who were like booing those jokes? Booing, exactly. Were they like, give him a break?
It was just a few pedants in the audience who were like, look, he was like acquitted actually, even though it was highly fucking suspicious still. I mean, whatever.
This was like during the trial. This was like when he was on trial. I think a lot.
You mean those? Yeah. I mean, look, a lot of Naked Gun fans in the audience, I guess.
A lot of Nordberg fans.
I loved OJ and Naked Gun, and I was I was like, why is he on trial?
It's a great performance. He did really good work in Naked Gun, and great, I'm not going comedy to let his subsequent murdering of two people change that fact.
Yeah, separate the art from the artist, you know?
Thank you. That's the place that, like, I'm fine, you know, fuck Woody Allen films, but please don't make me change my opinion of OJ's performances in Naked Gun and what was the disaster movie that he did?
Oh,
like Skyscraper, was that him? I feel like he did a Tower of Terror or something.
Towering Inferno? I don't know.
I think that's right. Also, you know, just to make sure you know that, like, your uncles and aunts who you stopped talking to a couple years back are okay. A lot, there was the usual chorus of people suspecting that the COVID vaccine was behind his death.
Still, how? I'm like, dude, it's 2024. Give that shit up.
Yeah. On CNN, there was one anchor who, like, gave this anecdote about how, like, humble he was during his 2008 trial. Like, they were like,
when he was yelling, you know, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yeah, like at that time. And that's how you knew he was a good guy. But it was just like they were just treating it like another celebrity passed away, you know? And I remember, and he came up to me and was just so humble. And so there's nothing that will humble a person like committing a double homicide, you know? Because it really, like, makes you realize, wow, I can go there. You know what I mean?
Nothing more humble than making a whole joke book about how you theoretically might have done the murder that you were acquitted for.
Yeah.
Very humble.
If I did it. Yeah. But it was just a weird morning of tributes. A lot of, like, you know, football players being like, hey, one of the greats, like, not even opening with say what you will about, but just, like, you know, just focusing on his on-field achievements. The Pro Football Hall of Fame even issued a lengthy press release that talked about his athletic career, his second career in acting and broadcasting. And then they just stopped paying attention at that point.
Hey, look, Jack, you can never take his athletic achievements away from him. Oh, wait. They did, actually.
They did. And that's what made him so mad. Okay? Yeah. So cut him
away.
That's
why he did that Heisman heist, which, can we get the Heisman heist?
The Heisman heist? The Ocean's 11? Ocean's 32? Wasn't that his number? Anyways, Monkey Persons having a moment. This is just something that occurred to me too late. On tomorrow's episode, you will hear one of our guests talk about their obsession. You'll never guess who this guest is. Their obsession with a human Z, like a chimpanzee human documentary. Okay, it's Chris Crofton. We end up spending a lot of time on that. I come through and talk about how, like, there's this new Sasquatch movie coming out, Sasquatch Sunrise, starring...
Oh, I'm surprised it's not Harry and the Hendersons again.
I just found out about that one. There's a damn movie coming out this weekend called Monkey Man, I totally forgot to mention, and also a new Planet of the Apes movie. I think super producer Victor was pointing out.
And Kong versus Godzilla,
monkey human hybrids having a moment. As I mentioned on tomorrow's episode, this is nothing new. This goes back to the earliest human art. We are obsessed with animal human hybrids. Just wanted to let you know, it is our job as the zeitgeist to let you know what is having a moment. And it is monkey human, monkey man's, so hot right now. All right. I have a question for you, Brian. If TikTok's so bad, why did hashtag fart walks just go viral?
You're gonna have to paint me a word picture on this one, Jack.
Okay. So
why did fart walks go viral on TikTok?
People tend to think of TikTok as an app for young people with no attention spans, but incorrect, as evidenced by a 70-year-old cookbook author who just went viral for promoting an idea called fart walks. The self-proclaimed queen of fiber. Fart walks.
It just makes me want to yell it from the mountaintop. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So this is
This person has been documenting her nightly ritual of going for a walk after eating. I'm pretty sure they didn't invent that. Not just for exercise, but specifically to let out farts. And, you know, it does have a little bit of like kind of foggy pseudoscience mixed in there, because she claims that it also, like, letting the fart, keeping farts in gives you diabetes, which.
I knew there had to be some sort of weird TikTok bend to this. This is nothing uncommon. You know, it's like taking a walk after, you know, a meal does. I feel like that's generally accepted that it does kind of aid digestion.
Yeah,
things settling down there. But she gave it a snappy name.
The snappiest fart walks.
Yeah.
She's been doing this for years, but a recent fart walks post went viral, has been viewed nearly 10 million times. I'm a fan of fart walks, just generally. I know this feeling. One doctor did point out that, like, when you're moving, your GI tract is also moving, and that helps things move about, and, you know, helps your body expel gas. So
yeah, it's intuitive.
There is science to it. Keeping in farts does not farts are not the cause of diabetes, as far as we know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, let's throw that away with the the humors. Let's just put that.
Yeah.
Just put that away.
The biles. Yeah,
the biles, different biles. Yeah, now.
Well, it helps you avoid the bad vapors and keep you in touch with the good vapors when you go for a fart walk. But yeah, anyways, shout out to TikTok and fart walks. You can't ban it because it is an important
medical resource. Yeah, you can ban TikTok,
medical
but you
resource.
Can never ban fart walks.
Yeah, what's next? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
And there is a supposedly exciting piece of technology called the AI pin that is, its stated purpose is to replace the smartphone with an AI assistant that lives in a device that you keep pinned to your chest like a Star Trek communicator. Instead of a screen, the humane AI pin, why is it humane? We don't know. Projects lasers onto your hand so that you can...
Yes, the best surface to project an image, your hand. Yes,
you know the ups and downs and topography of your hand, like the back of your hand. So it's get used to reading off of it. But the idea is you can do everything a smartphone can, but without your head buried in a screen. All right. So a couple problems. First of all, you know, the biggest, richest company in the world has been working on screenless computing with their Alexa product. The other biggest company in the world has been working on it with Siri. Those products are both bad. But I have kids who are of the age to be very intrigued, and also like they don't get to use screens, so like they're anything to interact with a computer, they will ask questions of Siri and Alexa throughout the day, and the answers stink. Those things stink at their job. They're
generally they're good at certain things.
A couple, yes.
It's very like using your voice as an input method is not great for too many reasons to list on a short podcast. It's just right. to put this forth as the future of, you know, the thing that might replace your smartphone, or even something as a companion to your smartphone, just never made sense. The Rabbit R1 never made sense because your
what
phone
is the Rabbit R1?
It was another thing they released. Well, not released. They showcased it at CES. Humane showcased their product at CES a few months ago. And they're both similar products, similar but different, but they're both equally useless because what they're offering is, hey, you know how you have a phone? Well, here's a less useful version of that, basically.
Yeah.
And it's really baffling to throw this much money into something that's clearly going to end up being e-waste in a couple of years. There's no way this gets traction.
It costs $699 and $24 a month for the subscription.
Yeah. No. Never going to happen.
Like, if they were going to... It is basically an Apple Watch, but instead of being on your watch...
but less
it
useful.
It's like an Apple Watch without a screen. Yeah. And it on a pin that you pin to your chest instead of like on a strap that you put around your wrist. But it's like they made it the same shape as the Apple. Like if you're going to do that, like I would suggest not making it the exact same shape as an Apple Watch, just an Apple Watch without a screen. I don't foresee this taking the tech world by storm.
Voice inputs are so like, okay, how are you supposed to put in passwords? How are you supposed to do banking? With your fucking voice. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not very well thought out. And also, just when they were trying to sell this, the guy who created it, the CEO, is one of the most uncharismatic people I've ever seen do a keynote. So he didn't really sell it that well as CES.
Wait, the tech CEO of a company called Humane? Is not a charismatic human being.
He looked like he had just had twins and had to like break away just to do the keynote. He looked so tired. He looked so exhausted.
One review said the AI pin is the solution to none of technology's problems. And another review noted that it doesn't work much of the time and is constantly warm, which is what I look
exactly
for
what
from.
You want, like this thing which is sending and receiving RF signals right over your heart. So I guess don't have a pacemaker.
Yeah, do not use this product for the pacemaker. All right, Netflix viewers are being criticized for an opinion that I might happen to, in some universe, agree with at some level. So there's this new remake of The Town of Mr. Ripley. It's called Ripley. It is like what if this very good movie was series length? But it stars Andrew Scott, hot priest from season two of Fleabag. So, you know, good actor in a role we've seen before. Sure, that's worked before.
It's very funny that this is coming out right after Saltburn, so everybody can wash all that salt out of their mouth.
Yes. It's set in the 60s and all shot in black and white. And critics are saying, best looking TV show I've ever seen. The cinematography is beautiful. It looks like an art film. Like that, it definitely has that sheen to it. People, non-critics, are losing their goddamn minds over the black and white cinematography, calling it annoying. So the critics have their say, and then the people are like, so fucking annoying.
It's weird to expect the general public to have a rationale, but I can't help but wonder, what is the rationale behind, like, why is it annoying to you to not have color? And what's so annoying about black and white?
I don't
to people
I generally don't know. I don't know personally. I like color.
Sure.
This is not an informed, thoughtful take. I like a lot of black and white photographs. But when I'm watching movie, I like color movie. And it's because I've been watching movies since I was 2 years old, a time when I had the, you know, belief that like black and white movies are from a different time and are inherently worse. And the actors are bad and they all talk like this and say, and they don't talk like any human being I've ever seen. And so I just have this like built in irrational bias against black and white movies. The guesses from the people commenting on this for why it's black and white make me feel very stupid for agreeing with them on this. They're like, they only did black and white to keep the budget down.
Like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to picture my favorite black and white, like Eraserhead. I'm trying to picture Eraserhead in color. And I'm like, that movie is not going to hit the same in color. It's an oppressive, claustrophobic film. The black and white really helps sell that.
Well, they couldn't. They also couldn't afford.
For Eraserhead.
Yeah, you have to pay per color. Each color movie. Yeah, color. Like when you look at those movie budgets.
It's like when you go to CVS and you want color prints, you have to pay more, right? So
yeah,
movies are the same.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that Netflix does not have any black and white movies like on it. You know,
except for the one they won an Oscar for, Roma, which everybody loved. I don't know what's so different now.
They got rid of everything from before. Like, they have, I think, a total of 43 movies made before the year 1970. So, you know, they treat old movies like shit and then are, you know, hoisted by their own petard. They're annoyed that they are getting these dumb film takes when they give us the good movies. Give us the good black and white movies if you're going to make your show in black and white and expect everybody to be down.
Sorry, I'm picturing people the same argument with those sections in Oppenheimer. It's like, oh, I guess they're just trying to save money on like half the movie by shooting it in black and white.
They couldn't even afford color for the whole movie. It's crazy that they were
broke-ass fucking Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Anyways,
weird take
that I happen to agree with because I'm an idiot. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Yep. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.